The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
I always play these type scenarios out in my head.
Oh my God!
When the moment of truth comes, it's when you can come up big.
Damian Lillard, it's Dame time. Take one.
Here's Lillard again from the logo.
What time is it?
It's Dame time.
Jalen Rose, I'm
what
David Jacoby. We are in studio. What is it that we do?
We give the people
what they want.
Jalen Rose, it is Dame time.
It is Dame time.
Dame Lillard joins us on behalf of Tissot Watches. So happy to have you join us on the program. Thank you so much, Dame. Appreciate it.
I appreciate y'all having me, man.
We just got word. We got the Tissots.
Shout out to my dog Jamal. You know what I mean? He keep everything right, dog. That's my guy.
Dame, we just received word that one of your former teammates, LaMarcus Aldridge, has officially retired. He played with an irregular heartbeat. He's decided to retire. Hearing this news, what is your reaction?
I mean, I was shocked, you know, to see it. I just saw it on Twitter literally as I was setting this up. And, you know, I immediately reached out to him. You know, he's had a great career. And, you know, obviously my first 3 years in the league and we had a really good run together. We was close to, running it back. But health is always first. You know, he has two boys, and he has to make sure that he's healthy, you know, and around for the long haul to be there for them and for his family. So, hopefully he is healthy, and hopefully, you know, things will work out for the best. But I think in a situation like this, basketball is the least of his concern and everybody else's concern. So I'm sure it's a tough decision for him, but I'm glad he made the decision in the best interest of him and his family.
Well said, and he's had a terrific career. That man get buckets with the best of them, mid-range all day.
Mid-post, left
absolutely.
Side.
Absolutely, turn around off right the shoulder all day. Rinse and repeat.
I know it very well. It's time, man. It's time for the Blazers to retire number 12, man. You know, he had an amazing career in the Trailblazer uniform. I think everybody was expecting him to return and, you know, he ended up leaving and it was kind of like, you know, people felt some type of way about it. But there's no denying the kind of career he had in Portland and what he meant to this city. So I think that's the proper respect, you know, to retire that jersey because of, you know, who he was and what he did for this organization.
You hear that, Blazers? Time to retire LaMarcus Aldridge's number. Your Blazers now sit at the sixth spot currently in the West, and we know you've dealt with some injuries throughout this season. Recently, Luka and Mark Cuban have come out and talked about their disdain for the playoff play-in format. What are your thoughts on it?
I thought last year it was not just because we benefited from it, but I thought last year because it was a different type of season. We needed to find ways to keep people engaged going into the bubble. And we needed something to spark people's interest. You know, it was going to be no fans. We were continuing the season at a different time. And I thought it was, you know, one of the highlights of going back to the bubble is, you know, that play-in tournament. And I think, doing it again in a normal season, I think it's really a test run, honestly. Just to see how it'll play out. You know, it's an opportunity to get fans engaged once again. It's something to be excited about that's a part of the playoffs, but it's also like before the playoffs. So I think it's a a nice little wrinkle to throw in there. But if you are a team that fights hard for that 7 and 8, and then you got to go into a play-in involving two teams that just didn't make that top 8, you know, I would be irritated too. Like, we're a team that could possibly fall into that scenario again. You know, obviously you don't want to be one of those teams. You know, you basically got to fight for a top 6 seed, or you basically playing from the outside. So I understand their frustration.
We all saw Luka's buzzer beater last night. He's had a couple moments like that in his career, but there is no one,
nobody,
Jerry West
nobody,
on their
nobody,
chest
nobody,
that is
nobody,
more clutch
nobody.
And has more clutch
nobody.
Basket than you. We all know
nobody.
What Dame Time means.
Nobody.
We all know what Dame Time means.
Nobody.
So I have a two-part question. Number one, what does it feel like when you have the ball in your hands in those moments, and how did that create a partnership with Tiso?
I mean, in those moments, I always tell people it's I don't really have any feelings. You know, I'm going into those situations prepared to succeed. You know, I always expect the shot to go in. I always expect to come through for my team. And I also know that I'm not just doing it on, you know, any false level of confidence. I really train myself for it, you know, in the summer, even throughout the season, you know, in our off days, the days that, you know, I go home after practice, I still go back to the gym. And even if it's just light stuff to keep my game sharp in the middle of the season, if I'm making some fadeaways, some step backs, some deep threes, 50 to 100 free throws, ball handling, just things to keep my game sharp. I think I figured out how to keep myself sharp and prepare myself to succeed in those situations. And when I don't succeed, like our last game against Boston, we was down 1. I miss a step back jumper. Jason Tatum hit a 3. We go down 4 with no timeouts. And, you know, it just didn't work out. But it happens that way. But when I'm in those moments, I'm prepared to succeed. And I think that's why more times than not, I come out on top. And, I, you know, it's the tap in the wrist. You know, the whole Dame Time thing is what brought the partnership from with Tiso. And they've done a great job in, you know, honoring sport and playing a major role in basketball and the commitment to basketball. So the fact that it's stylish, it's an affordable watch. And a lot of my partnerships, you know, it has to be in line with who I am and the things that I value. And it's the reason why my shoe with Adidas is at a certain price point. And, you know, this being an affordable watch, a stylish watch, and something that, you know, I would genuinely wear, you know, something that I would wear with, you know, my outfits and, you know, wear casually. It made perfect sense. And, you know, it was time. You know, the fact that I've been tapping my wrist for 7 years when I hit a big shot, and people have been asking me about when you gonna do a watch deal and stuff like that. You know, we just had to find the right partner and we had to bring it to life. So I'm excited to bring it to life.
Dame, you've been a terror, like Biggie said, since the public school era. But when people start talking about the MVP candidacy, I have to stand on top of the table and interject your name. Why do you feel you're overlooked constantly in that conversation?
Honestly, man, I think because I don't think it really fits. You know what I'm saying? I don't play in a big market. And I know everybody says that, but I think that's part of it. I don't play in a big market. I'm not a loud person. You know, I don't go out there and I don't celebrate after everything that I do. You know, I don't make crazy statements. And people get bored with consistency. You know, I think every year is like, if you look at my career, every year I find something to get better at. I find a way to make my team win. And I don't make a big uproar about it. You know, I don't do nothing crazy to draw attention to myself. I just get the job done. And I think this year with so many injuries and people missing games, and when you consider the circumstances of each guy in the race, what each guy's team has had to deal with, I feel like I'm right there at the top. You know, I feel like I'm really in the mix for it. And when you consider how people are defended, you know, I watch a lot of NBA games. I watch a lot of NBA games. And I just feel like the people who would, you know, have a vote for MVP or talk about who's MVP and who's not, you know, I don't feel like everybody really watched these games, because if they did, they would see how I'm being face guarded full court and double teamed near half court and trapped and things like that, to where some games I can't even get shot attempts up. You know what I'm saying? So they're looking like, oh, we had 15 points or 14 points, but I was 4 for 10 because I literally can't find a look at the rim. So I think when you consider all those things, you know, what does the MVP look like? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you making a case off of? Because a lot of people, like I said, are just not being defended the way I'm being defended. Mm-hmm. And I think I have a stronger case this year than I ever have. And I think I'm deserving of it. You know, that's just mm-hmm. the truth.
Facts. And the injuries that your team has dealt with and where you are has truly been remarkable. And you've really put this team on your back and carried them through those injuries. It's so good to see you guys close to being fully healthy. So yeah. I always listen to the OGs, and Dr. J, Julius Erving, came out and said that the Nets are trying to buy a championship. What do you feel about that sentiment?
I didn't see him say that. But I mean, I think that's just the era that we in. You know, that's the era that we play in. I think a lot of the media outlets are to blame for that. You know, you talk about every guy that doesn't win a ring. You see how they talk to Charles Barkley, who was a legend. You know what I'm saying? This dude was cold. You know what I mean? And was an MVP and number one in the West and just happened to lose to Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you got these dudes putting so much pressure on everybody. Oh, he did this, he did that, he did this, he did that, but he didn't want a ring. And then when they start saying, all right, I'm going to make sure I get a ring. Mm-hmm. And then what can they say about me? And then when they start to do it, it's like, oh, they, you know, so I understand what he's saying. Like, y'all know how I feel about it. I still don't think, you know, it should be, you know, 3, 4, and 5 of the best players on the same team, because, like, what are you, at the end of the day, you should win, you know? If we're really that level of a player and you got 2 and 3 more on the team, which you probably should win. But I think it's the pressure being applied to them and what's being said about them that makes them do it. You know what I mean? So I think he does have a point. I understand what he's saying, but I mean, you got to look at why guys just all of a sudden started doing it.
I blame fans and media because they dumb down the accomplishments of the regular season. Most people try to act like the regular season is irrelevant. And then when you want to compare players, all you do is ring count. That's what ends up happening. People just ring count. Hey, who's the best? He got this many rings. But since you're a competitive person, I can't let you get out of here without asking you this. Because I know you pay intense, close attention to the versus battles.
Yeah.
What athlete, past or present, would you like to enter a versus battle with?
What athlete, past or present? I don't know. I'm not sure what athletes like put out.
Shaq.
I mean, me and Shaq, we'll be basically watering it. It'll be watered down. We already had our little,
our
little thing. I think the way me and Shaq did it was like, you know, it was as big as it could have been. I think it would be cool to do a versus battle at some point. But, like, other than Shaq, I don't think nobody has put out, or Iman Shumpert maybe, has put out, like, enough music. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think, because of how long it takes you to break through as an athlete that does music and for people to actually listen and learn your music, we'd be up there doing the verses and we'd be like, oh, this is a hit. And everybody else would be like, this is their first time here. You know what I'm saying?
Dame, thank you so much for joining us on Jalen and Jacoby. Thank you
appreciate
so much for the
T-So
watch. Appreciate it.
Show, man.
We'll be back with much
PRX,
more.
Man. T-So. Stay tuned.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by T-So, official watch of the NBA. Visit www.tisowatches.com. Tiso, this is your time.
Coming to you live in studio above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, every day. there's a segment where you can decide what we discuss. It is called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, meet you and Meth Man, jump in the minivan and keep it moving. And we start with the big game last night. Joel Embiid absolutely dominated the Nets. What do you think about the MVP candidate's dominant performance?
I think if he continues to play on a nightly basis like he played last night, he's going to be a legitimate MVP candidate, though he hasn't played enough games to currently be in the top handful of scorers overall in the league. And he's been fantastic. Yeah, he's been shooting the three more efficient, but you know what he's been doing? Dominating in the paint. Driving the basketball, as you see. Euro-stepping, getting in ones, dunking on smaller lineups. Joel Embiid has been a deserved MVP candidate, but however, for the Philadelphia 76ers, they're going to advance in the playoffs. They're still going to need an all-star level Ben Simmons.
Yes, they are.
I saw Tobias Harris get some big buckets late, and I saw Korkmaz, and I saw Milton playing quality minutes. They're still going to need all NBA Ben Simmons.
You know what I saw? I saw the Nets just doubling Joel Embiid on the touch. I think we'll see a lot more of that moving forward, especially in a seven-game series. Moving on, Luka did it again.
Hit the brakes.
Just watch Luka at the end of the game. Just watch Luka at the end. He didn't even mean to make this shot. Look at him.
Well, Dylan Brooks got away with the trip, so he actually bailed out the officials because if he doesn't make that shot, I guarantee you the same Mavs that have been complaining about the play-in game, Mark Cuban and Luka Doncic would definitely be complaining after this game.
Facts.
How about that? So Luka saved everybody with this brilliance. Thank you, Luka. We all pay homage.
I mean, how do you even make that? The step backs to win games is one thing, but tripping over Dylan Brooks, falling forward, just throwing it up, making it, he's nuts. I don't know if you know this, but your Pistons got waxed last night by the Clippers. Keep moving ahead of the brakes.
Reggie Jackson played well in his return. It was great to see him hit a game winner. It sunk my heart. Keep it moving.
Okay.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Steph Curry did
hit the brakes.
It again. Jaylen, 42 points, 11 three-pointers. What is happening with Steph Curry?
So every time there's a list, I'm going to forget somebody. We don't have a researcher.
No. Oh, no.
And just not the smartest human being walking the face of the earth.
What list are you going to do
now? All I know is this. The reason why people consistently say Steph is the greatest shooter of all time, let me tell you the reasons why. And let me give you some of the comparisons like we were playing the game of Operation.
Okay.
Okay. So like Reggie Miller coming off screens. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
How about Larry Joe Bird with the step back?
Yes.
How about Ray Allen with the beauty?
Jordan with the turnaround?
Of his form.
Jordan with the turnaround.
How about that, right? So he has all of that, right? And then all of a sudden, he got the wiggle with it.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. He got the wiggle with it, Jacoby. You know you see him out there wiggling with that thing, right?
Yes.
Shooting it from 35.
And the layup package.
Absolutely. And so now all of a sudden, you have him being the most prolific three-point shooter in the history of the league because he plays basketball games and makes 10 threes at least multiple times.
So
that is incredible.
Times. He's coming for Klay Thompson's record, and I think he's going to get it. Moving on, we have a no-hitter in Major League Baseball.
Hit the brakes.
This is from Carlos Rodon through a no-hitter. What do you think?
He almost had a chance for a perfect game. I'm one of those people when they like breaking news for a no-hitter or breaking or a perfect game. I was watching. Then he hit the batter in the foot. And he still got it. Was kind of anticlimactic.
Oh, come on.
They didn't
celebrate this man's no-hitter.
But big shout out
for
the
no-hitters. How many no-hitters you ever threw?
No, I'm just saying, but I wanted him to get a perfect game.
Man.
I wanted him to get a perfect game.
Moving on. Another number one pick has joined the Cleveland Browns. Keep moving.
Cleveland, this is for you. Their pass rush is going to be crazy, but we're going to keep it moving now. But now
we keep it moving.
Him
we
and Miles Garrett.
Justin Fields held his second pro
day.
Hit the brakes on this. Jalen.
Yes, sir.
Can you imagine three teams picking quarterbacks in this NFL draft and none of them pick Justin Fields?
No.
I'm looking at you, 49ers. No. Do not pass on this man. Do not pick Mac Jones over Justin Fields. Don't do it. Do not do it.
So here's what I like to do. Okay.
Okay.
When you've been called Jalen, when you've been called Kangaroo Jalen and body shame yourself, I think for public consumption, you have the chance to do this with a straight face. Mac Jones, I'll pay him the ultimate compliment. With his shirt off, he looks like the GOAT, Tom Brady.
He does. Look.
But the bad thing is Tom Brady went in the sixth round.
Well, the bad thing is Mac Jones looks like Tom Brady with his shirt off, also looks like me with his shirt off. And that's never good for a professional athlete, especially someone going in the top three of the NFL draft. Jalen. Sometimes I have to veto and hit the brakes myself because we have Game of Thrones news. Ooh. Not only have I watched the entire television series during the pandemic, I started reading the books. I am 3,000 pages into this book series right now. Jalen Anthony Rose carry with me everywhere I go, and they tweeted that winter is coming. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that signifies for the Northmen and the people of Winterfell?
You know, when I see that word, the first thing that came to my mind, I'm a monster. I sleep whole winters, wake up and spit summers. That's what I thought about, a J-verse. That's what I thought about. How about this? I'm Thanos.
Yo, sometimes I'm so embarrassed when I do this show. No idea what you're talking about. Do you know what Game of Thrones is? What's Game of Thrones?
I'm not sure.
You're my favorite. When we come back, we have a very...
Star Trek's cousin.
Just stop. Just go to break. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. I want to thank Dame Dollar for coming through. Gave us watches. And we have exclusive content with Dame Lillard on the podcast. Make sure you check that out. We'll be back tomorrow, ESPN, at 2 p.m.
Don't call a crib from the spot.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of giving the people what they want is podcast exclusive content. And Jalen, I've got a podcast exclusive topic that's definitely too hot for TV.
Uh-oh.
It involves... a quarterback projected to be drafted very high in the NFL draft. Uh-huh. And this gentleman by the name of Mac Jones has a sister, and his sister posted a picture online of someone in a costume that said no Obama across it, like a sachet that said no Obama across it, an Obama-like face with dreadlocks coming out the back. Now, I don't know that this is Mac Jones in this photo. However, I do know it was posted by his sister. It added Mac Jones on it, and then it was then deleted. In the event that it was Mac Jones, how do you think a potential GM is going to draft him would take that? How do you think the locker room would deal with that? Like, what impact would this have if this is Mac Jones in this picture?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Because there are times when I try to recall people and names, and I may, you know, substitute a name here or there. But So keep me on track here with what I'm about to say.
Well, listen, people don't come to us for accuracy, but continue.
Right, okay. It all depends on how good he is.
Oh, yeah.
That's just how it works. Look at Josh Allen. He had some questionable tweets before the draft. We had just started GetUp. I was talking about this topic every single day before he got picked. And that was my exact answer then. If he's really good at football, his teammates are going to love him regardless.
You don't have to share my politics if you get bucked.
Correct.
I don't expect everybody to completely align with my politics.
How about this? The backup quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers who got into the altercation with Myles Garrett. I believe, people were, having similar questions about him. And it's happened to NBA prospects, and it will continue to happen to people.
Mason Rudolph is who you're talking about.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph.
And Joey Bosa, who's on the 49ers, who might be a team that draft Mac Jones, has also said some things that were a little questionable. And this isn't new. This has happened before. But I will say that if this is Mac Jones, I would like someone under center for my team, if I'm a fan or a player or someone who works in the front office or on the team, I would like the person under center to make decisions that are smarter than that. Because I think as a Caucasian person, if you see a mask that is a black person, just don't put it on. Don't put it on. It's that simple. It's not blackface, but it's not that far away, you know? It's not. If let's say me, you, and a couple people that work on this show are going to rob a bank, and we got a bunch of presidents' masks, right? I'm not putting on the Obama one. You know, I'm going Teddy Roosevelt. I'm going George Washington. Like, you can have the Obama one. You know, I'm not putting on the Obama one.
Jacoby, this is why I love you so much. And this is where, like, you being from Amherst, Massachusetts, and me being from Detroit, Michigan, makes this show work so well for 10 years. You named all of the masks without acknowledging the most classic one of all time, the Reagan mask. That's the classic one of all time. This is it. What? Luchini pouring from the sky. Let's get rich. What? You seen it in the video. Introducing. I know you was listening to that. I know you was loving Doug Down.
Of course.
I know how much you was into that. Camp Low.
I don't think Camp Low had another song. Remember Channel Live? Spark Madism? Yeah, like I don't think they had another song. Like, there's certain acts that, like, I'm like, what happened to your career? I used to see the guys Channel Live around Fort Greene all the time. But I don't know what happened. Shame what happened to Flip.
But here's I want to challenge you on something though.
Uh-oh.
I actually believe
that we should rob a bank.
In the context that you used about us wearing masks, I think it's actually okay for me to put on a white mask.
Yes.
I've done it, a Reagan mask. And for you to put on a black mask.
No, I'm not doing it.
I'm not saying that you should do it. I'm saying that, in my opinion, there's nothing wrong with it. And let me tell you what I think about if this was Mac Jones and he was the person with this mask with dreads on with the No Obama post. This is controversial because I say this a lot, but it's true to my heart. Don't upset me at all. I don't care at all.
I'm not mad. Share my politics. Not everyone's going to agree with you about everything. That's fine.
Yeah, I don't care.
But as you know, as a Caucasian male, it's a little icky to put on a mask that is of a black person. I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing that.
Since I idolized Barack Obama, and meeting him was probably one of the greatest days of my life. And you have a picture with you and the Power Father and House Eats in the studio with Obama. I was at his inauguration. I was a champion for trying to get people to vote for him then. But just because I idolize him, I don't expect Mac Jones to.
No.
And if part of Mac Jones's personality is clowning people that look like me, I ain't even mad at him. I'm actually happy that I now know where he's coming from. And I'm cool with it.
What team is Miles Leonard on right now? Oh, that's right. He's not on one.
We had a production call the morning that happened.
Mm-hmm.
You and I were in agreement that he played his last basketball.
However,
in the NBA.
However, if that was Luka Doncic, that's not his last game. That's not his last game.
That's why I started this by saying it depends on how good he is.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've said it before, and I'll say it again. If I'm drafting a quarterback at number three, he got to look better now. Okay, I don't care how many championships he won. I don't care what costume he wears. That's one of the things I thought it wasn't Mac Jones.
You certain things. You're like,
you know, straight
like
up, I was like, that ain't Mac Jones because that guy looks too skinny. Straight up, in the costume, I looked at the picture. I was like, I don't know if that's him because that guy looks skinnier than Mac Jones. I swear to God, that's the first thing I thought. So I don't want to speak in this microphone and act like I know that was Mac Jones. It was his sister posted it and then put his handle on the picture, which is an odd thing to do if it's not Mac Jones. But I can't sit here and say it was because the guy was way too skinny to be Mac Jones in the Obama costume.
For everyone that watches our show on television and is actually listening to this podcast, you're part of the family. You know, us saying what we're saying about Mac Jones isn't about body shaming. It's that he's a professional athlete. And when you put him in the locker room with 52 other human beings, he's likely to be the only person built that way. That's why we're joking about it.
Well, offensive linemen are built that way too. you know, to,
that play, but I'll say this, that play his position.
Yes, and I also say that again, like,
that play his position.
I really don't mean to body shame. I think Mac Jones looks fine with his shirt off. You know, he's just not, as a professional athlete, just looking to make, you know, $20 million a year, probably just get in the gym a little bit. If I know, I don't get paid to be skinny. If someone paid me to be in shape, I'd be looking better than I do right now.
Right. Well, for real. Also, but also had the access to medicine, had the access to training.
Facilities.
All of that.
Yeah, I don't even have a gym membership right now. I don't even have a gym membership. Right. I'm just straight up just jogging and doing push-ups. I got in the hot yoga studio yesterday, Jay. First time I'm in jealous. Like a year and a half. Yo, I love hot yoga. You know how important that is to me just mentally
and
physically.
Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Don't say you're going to come because you're never going to.
If you would manage the time a little different, because I can't be there to go with you at 7 in the morning, I would love to try to go with you.
I would love just to watch you try to do it. I would love just to watch you try to do it. You kind of got to know what you're doing.
Is it 90 or 60?
60.
Yeah, I've done 120. I think 120 before. I felt it was a little too long.
Yeah, it just gets boring after a while.
Yeah, it's just a little too long.
I'm only going to be awake for 16 hours. I'm spending two of them just like, you know, in these poses.
Yeah, exactly. But my goal is just to compete, just to try each pose at least once. And if I get tired or hot, just sit down. My goal is not to lead a room.
That's what they tell you. Just the first time I ever did Bikram, they're like, if you get tired, you can't lead a room, just lie down. I spent like, I think it was 90 minutes. I think I spent like 75 minutes just lying there. I've straight up fallen asleep before. Just like, just falling asleep, lying down. I'm like, oh, wait, where are y'all at? Okay, I guess I'll get into that pose. Well, again, I don't know that it's Mac Jones in the No Obama costume. But another thing about the No Obama costume, that's a whack costume. That is a whack costume. Like, I'm going to dress as the president that I don't like. Like, that's just a whack costume, dog. Like, come up with something better. You want to hear the best Halloween costume that I've ever had? You want to hear it? This is like the best Halloween costume ever. Me and Kevin Wilds. Big shout out to Kevin Wilds. He does First Things First in the Morning with Nick Wright.
Yes, indeed.
Family. And Marshall. And he came up with the idea. We executed it. We rented a velvet rope with two stanchions, and I dressed up as the security guy. And no, he dressed up as security, and I dressed up as the doorman. And we printed out a guest list on a clipboard. So we would just set up a velvet rope in the middle of a party, and the VIP section was the gig. So people would legit come up to us thinking we're the VIP section, like an actual one. So they'd come up, and like, I remember one time this guy was like, oh, my dad works for MTV. I'm like, I'm just like, sir, I don't care if your dad works for MTV. You're not on the list. And then like, we would always let people in, but we would open up the stanchions, they'd walk through, and they'd realize, first of all, they could just go around us. Like it's not like we're a wall, we're a small stanchion. And people would come up and say the most ridiculous things to try to get in the VIP section. And then once they walk through, they kind of realize, they turn back and be like, oh, it's Halloween. You know what I mean? But it's definitely like somebody dressed like a werewolf, just trying to get in the VIP section. I'm like, werewolf is not on the list, sir. Werewolf is not on the list. But we always had like sexy nurse on there. So like a sexy nurse would come up and I'd be like, oh, sexy nurse, here you are. And I cross her name off. That was so much fun. We did that every year. We did that every year for so long. It was so much fun.
Got to bring that back.
That was the best Halloween costume. Anyone listening to us, get a stanchion. Listen to this. Get a stanchion. Print out a thing on a clipboard. Steal that idea. You'll have so much fun. Because you interact with everybody at the party. You interact with everybody. It's a reason to talk to people. So you end up like being friends with everybody at the party. People come back and want to go back in the VIP. You can bring a stamp. You can stamp their hands. I'm telling you.
And you're right. And the great American philosopher Jacoby taught me, you can be mean if you're funny. That costume is mean, but it ain't funny.
No, it's funny. People laugh. It's
the
funny.
No Obama. I'm talking about the No Obama.
Oh, No Obama's not funny. Exactly. Yeah, it's just corny.
I'm talking about the No Obama.
It's like, corny. And what are the dreads about?
What you guys did was creative and brilliant. I feel like we should bring that back. And imagine both of you guys, terrific television producers. Did you guys both realize that y'all will look up 20 years later and both each of be starring on television doing Monday through Friday television shows as analysts?
No.
Is that something y'all ever discussed?
Well, no, we did. We always discussed making it because we were stand-up comics. And that was like my comedy partner. So we did comedy for like 4 years. And I remember one time there might have been some adult beverages involved. Kevin looks at me. He's like, we're going to get on. I can feel it. we're going to get on. But our stand-up comedy careers weren't exactly lucrative. I think I made like 35 cents one time. I've never But man, I was standing in Times Square. You've been in Times Square, people are like, do you like stand-up comedy? It's like, it's oh, God.
Jalen and Jacoby coming to a stand-up comedy stage near you.
Yeah. Post-pandemic, we're doing a stand-up show. You and
yeah,
I.
Yeah, we are.
Post-pandemic. The 27th of April, we have a live show on Zoom, a virtual live show. You can sign up for that at bit.ly/JalenJacoby427. We're going to be doing a live show. Jalen texted me in the middle of the night. What if we were in the same room? What if we went to a venue or we had a hotel room or something so we can do the live show side by side? And I was so pumped. We're already locked in. We're 2 weeks out. Already locked in. Hammering out the details for the virtual live show. So make sure you sign up for that if you're a fan of Jalen Jacoby. And if you're a fan of Jalen Jacoby, we want you to be part of the show. So if you call 985-80-JALEN, we will make you part of the show. We want your voice to be heard. So call 985-80-JALEN and ask us any question about anything under the sun, and we'll put on the show just like this one.
Shout out, Reggie. I'm a huge fan of the pod. I listen every day while I'm at work. Hey, Jalen and Jacoby. This is Michelle calling from Maine. Shout out, Reggie. I'm a huge fan of the pod. I listen every day while I'm at work. My fiance and I are actually getting married this coming weekend. We've been together for almost 9 years, ended up having to push the wedding once because of all this COVID madness, and so we're looking forward to it so much. We are looking for your very best advice for a young newlywed couple. So let us know what you got for us. Keep giving the people what they want. Thanks, guys.
Big shout to Michelle in Maine. And
no doubt.
I've got some advice about the wedding night. You can do the marriage advice. I'll do the wedding night advice. A couple things.
Okay, cool.
Something's going to go wrong on your wedding night. It happens every single wedding. It's not about whether or not something goes wrong. It's about how you react to what goes wrong. There's going to be a problem. At my wedding, my wife forgot the marriage license at the hotel. So we had like this judge who's going to marry us. The judge is like, where's the marriage license? Joey's like, oh, right. And we're like, can you just do the ceremony
right,
and then like do it and then bless it later? And she's a judge. She's like, no. She's like, no license, no marriage. And we're just like, okay. So then we got some dude to read the vows. And he goes to me, he's an editor, just some dude that got whatever it is and whatever it's called to like be able to marry somebody. He did it like 2 weeks ago for his friend. So he's like, well, I'm officially like can do this in the state of New York. We're like, all right, cool, you can do it. He literally goes to me, he goes like this. So, like, what about the vows? We're just going to go up there and wing it? I'm like, bro, you don't go up there and wing vows. Like, you wing the podcast section of a Jalen and Jacoby episode. You don't wing wedding vows, my guy. That's not how this works. Here's the script. Just read it. Just read the script. And then we ended up getting married again for a second time in a small ceremony, just the four of us downstairs while everyone else was having beverages.
Love, family, marriage. It's all a beautiful thing. Once you guys do proverbially jump the broom, here's the number one advice that I'll give. Continue to have fun. Like, don't treat it like you're an adult now. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know how I always say life changes when all of the bills are in your name? Now you have your soulmate. Now you have your life partner. Live, love, laugh, and enjoy. Congratulations.
Did you say live, love, laugh?
Absolutely. And enjoy.
Good for you. And I got a couple other things about marriage. Number one, don't try to be right. I've been with my lady for like 19 years. I spent like 9 years trying to be right, trying to win arguments, trying to prove I was right. And then one day I had an epiphany. I was like, who cares? Like, who cares if I'm right or wrong? Just let her be right, even when she's wrong. What's the point? What is the point? This happens all the time.
And here's another thing. You guys are going to eat 21 meals each week. Decide who's going to wash the dishes.
The person that doesn't cook washes the dishes. That's just universal. Isn't that universal?
There you go. No, it's not necessarily universal.
No?
It's what you establish.
Yeah. The thing is, it's like my wife, like that's our policy in my house. She does like pretty much all the cooking now that we don't have a grill because we live in New York City. And I'll say this is, she be using extra dishes when she knows I'm washing them. You know what I mean? I'm like, we just had like a vegetable stir fry. Like, why do we have four pots, a wok, like a cookie sheet? I'm like, wait, how did you incorporate all these dishes into one simple meal? I don't know how she does it, but she can. It's like three pans, four pots. Like, what?
With that fun, always continue to do activities you guys enjoy. You know, can you go to comedy shows? Can you go to the movies? Can you go to concerts when the time comes? You know, that right there is amazing for relationship and team building. Congratulations.
Continue Don't have kids to keep for a long time. Loop. Don't have kids for a long time. Once you had a kid, it's over. It's over.
Jalen, I disagree.
Mm-mm. Well, don't have three kids, I guess, for a long time. Because I'm tired.
There you go.
I'm tired.
There you go.
But you know what? It's Friday. The show's over. I'm going to have an adult beverage, Jalen Anthony Rose. I ain't working out today. I'm going to have an adult beverage. That's what I'm going to go to right now. And
I'm
we
jealous.
Will be back on
I am so
Monday.
Jealous. I have countdown tonight. We have the double NBA header that you just read on the show. Mm-hmm. That means I work tonight. So when you have your adult beverages this afternoon, have one for me, my brother.
I will. I will. And after you watch the New York Knicks beat the Mavs, you can have one yourself. We will
yes,
be back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen?
We're not
Anthony
done.
Rose.
We're not.